Okay, today we're going to do Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. We are at the very top of the page at Nistak Nikev on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. So, says the Gemara, the Mishnah had said that if an Esrog is Nistak, it has a crack in it, it's possible, or if it's Nikev, it has a hole in it, and it's the hole doesn't make it chaser at all, then it's going to be kosher. So Tani Ula Bar Chanina taught that even though the Mishnah is machshir and esrog that has a hole, as long as it's not chaser, nikav nekev mefulash, if the hole goes from one side of the esrog all the way to the other side of the esrog, it's going to be pasul b'mashehu, even if the hole is very, very tiny and it's not chaser at all. V'she'enu mefulash, if the nekev is not mefulash, does not go from one end to the other, biki isar, then the hole would have to be the size of an isar, which is a certain type of coin, even though the esrog is not chaser. If it's the size of an isar, it would be possible. So when the Mishnah says that a nekev that does not make it chaser is kosher, it must be talking about a nekev that is not mefulash and that is less than the size of an isar. So now the Gemara is going to bring a suffix. When there's some sort of discoloration of the esrog, does it become pasul? It's clear that we compare the psulim of an esrog to trefos of a behema, that the psul that would make an animal a trefa would pasul an esrog as well, because just like a behema can't live when it's a trefa, an esrog that's like a trefa is ultimately going to rot and going to be totally ruined. So the Gemara just has a suffix about certain specifics, whether we should compare esrog to a trefa in specific cases. In general, yes, but specifics, the Gemara raises a shayla. Bayi Rava, nol de be'esrog simani trefa. What if simanim that if they would happen by a behema would render the animal a trefa, what would be happen if those same simanim happened to an esrog? Mahu, what's the din? Is an esrog pasul? In such a case, the Gemara says, my kami bayile, what exactly is the case that you're not sure about? E niklaf, if the case is that by an animal, if the skin is peeled off, the animal will be a trefa, and you want to know about an esrog, that skin is peeled off, Tanina, the Mishnah already said it, that a niklaf is pasul. E nistak, if you want to know about if it's cracked, which is one of the simani trefa of a behema, Tanina, it already said in our Mishnah that it's pasul. V'e nikav, and if it's about a hole, where a hole in the animal is going to make it pasul as well, meaning that we have a psul and trefa of a nikav krum shalreya, that the part of the lung has a hole in it, so then Tanina, we learned that in our Mishnah as well, that if it's not chaser, it's going to be kosher, but if it is chaser, it's pasul. So what exactly is your suffix as far as specifically what dinim of trefa are you not sure whether we should apply to esrog or not? So it says Mar Ki Kami Bayle, the shayla is kidu'ula. If the esrog has simani trefa similar to behema, in the case of ula, du'ula amar, kidu'ula amar Rabbi Yochanan, like ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, reya shenishbecha kakiton, if you have the flesh of a lung that is totally liquefied and it would pour like water. So kshera, the halach is such an animal is not a trefa, it's kshera. V'amarava hu dekaima simfonha. That's only if the barriers in the flesh of the lung are still there, and those barriers, those mechitzos, so to speak, in the lungs have not also melted, have not also liquefied. Hello, kaimi simfona. But if those simfon are no longer solid and they've also liquefied, trefa it would be a trefa. So hacha by an esrog, if let's say the flesh of the esrog became liquefied, but you still have the places where the seeds are, that the walls that encase the seeds are still solid and have not liquefied, so my, what would the din be? Would we say that it's kosher even though by a behema, since by a behema it would not be a trefa? So it says, well, no, dilma hasa, maybe over there by a behema, the reason it doesn't become a trefa when the simfon is still intact, hudlo shalot ba'avira, that's because the air doesn't have exposure to the outside air, and therefore it's not going to be trefa, the hadar barya, so therefore can get better again. Aval hacha, but by the esrog, the shal ba'avira, shruchim esrachas, over here where it's exposed to the environment, it's exposed to the air, it's only going to get worse. Odil maloshna, or maybe we can't distinguish between them. So Gemara brings a brisa to answer this suffix of Rava. Tashima, we bring from the brisa that explained the psulim of an esrog. Esrog, tafuach, saruach, kavush, shaluk, Kushi, Lavan, Umenumar, Pasul. An esrog that is saruach, which we'll explain what that means. If it is kavush, it's been soaked in vinegar or mustard. If it is cooked a lot, overcooked, that's shaluk. If it looks black, it's kushi. Or it looks white. Or if it's menumar, it's spotted with different colors, pasul. Esro kakadur, if it's round like a ball and not, in an elongated shape, pasul. It's also pasul. V'yesh omrim, Av hatiyom, even an esrog that looks like Siamese twins, esrog habosar, or an esrog that's very tiny and is the size of a tiny little bean, Rabbi Akiva posel. Av hatiyom, that also is posel. Then esrog habosar, Rabbi Akiva posel v'cham machshirin. If you have an esrog that's tiny like a bean, Rabbi Akiva says it's posel because if it's not fully ripened, then it's not a pri, and the chum say it's kosher. Gidlo bitfus. If let's say a person came up with a chap, he wanted the esrogim that he grows in his tree to have a perfect shape. So he made like a form, a prefabbed form that has the perfect shape of an esrog, and he slapped it around the esrogim that started to grow on a tree, so that when they would grow into that form, into that exact form. So if you grew in that way, asok min birya acheres, or he made it look like something else that's not an esrog at all, pasul. So then it's going to be pasul, and the reason for the pasul is because it's not hadar in any of these cases. So the Gemara explains how this is at all a raya to Rava Safik. Rava Safik was about the specific issue of a trefa. So katani miyas tafuach saruach. It said about an esrog, two of the psulim are tafuach and saruach. Now, why do we need to say that an esrog saruach is pasul? We already said tafuach is pasul. My love, tafuach mi bachutz v'saruach mi bifnim. Doesn't tafuach mean that the esrog is ruined, is rotted on the outside, and saruach means that it's rotted on the inside, that it has liquefied on the inside, and you still see that it's pasul? So Gemara says, lo, not a ray at all. Idi v'idi, maybe both tafuach and saruach mean mi bachutz velo kasha. Why do you have to say seruach after it says tafuach? Had the tafach hafal gav de lo sarach, had the sarach hafal gav de lo tafach. One is talking about tafuach is that it is tafuach even though it's not seruach. The esrog has been rotted by water that fell on it while it was detached from the tree, but it has not rotted internally. And the other is talking about where it was seruach even though it was lo tafach. It had rotted, but it was not tafach at all. So says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to bring a stira to what we said in the Mishnah and the Baisa, that an esrog kushi is pasul, from another Baisa that seems to say that it's kosher. Amar mar, esrog kushi pasul, we said an esrog kushi is pasul. Aiva tanya kushi kosher, domil kushi pasul, but didn't we learn that an esrog kushi that grows in Ethiopia and is therefore black, the assumption is that that's the esrogim that are indigenous to Ethiopia are black, is kosher, but if it's domil kushi, if it grows somewhere else, but it's black, it's pasul because it's mishuna. So Rabbi Kitana Nami Masnisin, when our Mishnah says, or our Brisa says that an esrog kushi is pasul, domil kushi tanan. It meant a black esrog, but an esrog kushi that actually grows in Kush, that actually grows in Ethiopia, is kosher. Rava Amar, Rava gives a different answer. Really, the Mishnah pasuls an esrog kushi that grows in Kush. Lo kasha, halan v'haluhu. When the Brisa says that it's kosher, that's talking about for Bnei Bavel, who live very near Eretz Kush, so we're used to seeing such esrogim, and therefore it's kosher, because since we're used to seeing esrogim that look like that, it's not considered a shinoi, it's not considered to be a something that changes the very nature of the look of the esrog. But ha, the Mishnah that says that it's pasul luhu is for Bnei Eretz Yisrael that don't live anywhere near Kush, and it's a highly unusual sight to see an esrog that looks like that, that looks blackened in that way. Now the Brisa has another machlokas. Esrog habosar, Rabbi Akiva posel v'cham machshirin. An esrog habosar was a machlokas Rabbi Akiva l'chamim. Amar Rabbi Akiva, who says that it's pasul, because prior to it fully ripening, it's not called a pri. Rabbi Shimon amru davar echad. He agrees with something Rabbi Shimon had said. Rabbi Akiva hadi amaran. Rabbi Akiva says in our brisa that if it's not yet ripened, it's not a pri and it's not an esrog. Rabbi Shimon mahi. Where does Rabbi Shimon say a similar idea? Ditznan. Rabbi Shimon poter es esrogim bekotnan. Rabbi Shimon says that an esrog that's too small is potter from chiyav maestros. So it must be because Rabbi Shimon holds that a small esrog is not considered a pri yet. Maybe Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon have nothing to do with each other. Atkan lo kam Rabbi Kiva hacha. Rabbi Kiva only says by nesrog habosa that it's possible for dalim minim dibi inon hadar veleka. Not because it's not a pri, but because it's not hadar, it's not beautiful. Aval hasam krabanan sviyule. But maybe when it comes to maestros, he holds like the rabbanan. Inami atkan lo kam Rabbi Shimon hasam el zvaser ta aser is called to us zaracha kederach shebnei adam otzin lizria. And maybe Rabbi Shimon only holds that it's pata from maestros because only that which people take out lizria, peros that have grown enough in order that you could replant them with the garinim inside of them, only that would be chayiv in maestros. But a tiny esrog you can't plant with its seeds, and that's why Rabbi Shimon patas from maestros from maestro aval hacha. But when it comes to the mitzvah of dal minim, maybe he disagrees with Rabbi Kiva and instead would hold like the rabbanan. So the Gemara says visulamidi, and therefore there's nothing else to discuss. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon. They have nothing to do with each other. So let's do some main points over here. And Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Main point number one: generally, Simane Trefa would passel an esrog, but the Gemara isn't sure if the outer part dissolves and the part holding the seeds is intact, if it would be passel by an esrog. Even though it's not a simen trefa by a behema. Then, main point number two, we have two shitos. Either a kushi is kosher for everybody, or maybe for only people from Bavel. But domel kushi is definitely possible. Meaning, yes, that doesn't grow in kush, but looks black, that's going to be possible. And then main point number three, Rabbi Akiva might only say a small esrog is possible because of hadar, not because it's not a pri, but because it's not hadar. And Rabbi Shimon might only say a small esrog is potter from maestros because it's not derech lotzia lizria. Again, not because it's not a pri, but because it's not derech lotzia lizria. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis at the top of the page. Okay.